Blog Talk Radio.
Officially good morning to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show around the world. I want to say a special thank you to our veterans who help to keep us on our toes and protected in this great country. Our hairstylists, whether you are a natural hairstylist or a licensed cosmetologist or both, we salute you, our educators, hair practitioners, our wonderful trichologists, and wherever you are along the spectrum. And a special salute to our barbers, of course, who help to keep our communities connected. Our hair companies who put out products, the product manufacturers, want to say a special good morning from the Hair Radio Morning Show. And to those who do events, we didn't forget about you. We want to thank you for putting on meetups and live events all around the world that really helps to bring education and information to the masses and to our professional community and the readers of the magazines and to the magazines who really help to prop up the hair industry. I want to say thank you so much, and then particularly to our AfroLock magazine readers. Also, speaking of hair products, gotta shout out the Carapi distributors who helped to get my hair products line out to everybody. The Salon TV Network. If you're watching us, it's on the Salon TV Network. And to those who support my literary efforts with my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which is available in three different formats, whether it's ebook, paperback that you can read, turn the pages like the old days, and a brand new audio version that we have a great voiceover artist performing. And it's just nice to say good morning to everybody and to all the folks. If we've forgotten anybody, you're in our hearts, and just keep it right here for so much more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you. And again, we're going to take it to the top. Stay with us.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Gary Hines.
Let's go.
said.
Big welcome to all of you guys for being part of this morning experience right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I've got Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Yes, officially. And Big morning it is. And the first hour, yes, it is the first hour of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And folks know that we're on from 6 to 9 each weekday morning. And that's 3 hours in the first hour. We have a lot of wonderful showcase items that we had specially kind of put together for the radio show. And mid-show is live, host chat.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Great conversation.
With all of us. And then, of course, you know what comes up in the third hour. It is known as
our spotlight hour.
Absolutely. And we have such great folks, great specific interviews and all of that that we put together. But I'm excited.
So am I.
We chatted with thousands of guests on our broadcast. We've really made a stake. You know, we have really put forth the effort to connect with people on the show. And we really owe all to you guys, the fans of the show, for helping to keep us motivated.
Thank you so much. Yes, for tuning in and for supporting us. Yes. Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And so this is where we're going to, you know, we're going to put our wonderful new things and some additional space right here. And then we've got some great classic pieces we're going to replay in the first hour. And as we open up our vaults, Nicole Marie, I think it's great that we get that opportunity to replay some of our favorites and your fan favorites, your favorites as well.
Oh, yes. I love it. I love hearing some of the favorites. Yes, it's always good to go back and listen to those. Yes.
Yeah. And so just want to thank the advertisers who support this show.
Thank you.
Without you, we wouldn't be here, literally. So remember, you guys can be a guest or advertise on the Hair Radio Morning Show and reach folks all over the world as well with your gifts. Your product and services. So listen, I want you guys to just keep it right here. We're going to just keep rolling out today's broadcast. And there's a lot more
to get into,
Nicole Marie. Yes, I'm happy to say. So enjoy.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets, and if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible, but we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the old new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines. It's Tuesday morning, April 16, 2024. It is good to have you guys with us as we roll into this new day, our first hour, which is our power hour, our kickoff hour of the day. Remember, New York or on the East Coast, we're at 6 to 9 a.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 5 to 8 Central Time Zone out here in Houston, Texas, and all of our Central Time Zone folks. Let me get my colleague on. Usually Michael joins us in the show, and we're able to get him in the first hour just for a quick good morning and all of the above. Michael Hopkins, can you hear us this morning?
Oh, very much so, Carrie Hines.
Okay, it's early out there, yes, officially. Just trying to get things rolling this Tuesday morning. It's always
very much so,
a real good day of the week. We've been kind of doing a little unofficial, boy, we threw it way back today with some classic Vanessa L. Williams, who is from New York, of course, and just trying to... trying to pay a little tribute to folks who we've enjoyed their music so much. And
very much so.
So that's, and you just heard Comfort Zone and Before Running Back to You. And there's some others we'll kind of get on throughout the morning. So, Michael, did you have a good weekend real quick?
Oh, very, very much so. Got a chance celebrate. My son's birthday. Big shout out to Michael Edward Simon Hopkins Jr.
Okay, well, big shout out and happy birthday and all that good stuff. You'll have to tell us about it.
Yeah. Had to break his name down, Kerry.
Okay. Well, all right. As they say in, around the way, putting the government out there. Well, listen, just real thank you so much on all of that. And listen, we got a real big show on Tuesday morning. Of course, Vet Talk, you'll be back, Michael Mitchell, and to pull up the anchor, the rare part, at 8:30 of the broadcast. Day with an all-new Vet Talk Radio. So something that we'll be pulling together for you guys. I'm also, throughout the day, Nicole Maria will be back mid-show. So real happy about that. About a little over a half hour. Real excited to catch up and kind of see where we are. Plus, we have some amazing updates. Oh, boy, do we have some updates for you. So do not go anywhere. Michael, we're going to kind of keep things moving along. Kind of just stay with us. And I think we're feeling some other classic things, and we'll kind of mix it all up today. So stay with us. We'll be back.
This is a special shot going out to my mama, Miss Ernestine Shaw. Mama used to do people hair in the kitchen. Press and curl, hot curlers, everything. Afro Puff. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Harry, call her Miss Rock.
much for having me again. I feel like that this is just my second home, so I'm
Well, it is. It is. I just have to say, first of all, I want to definitely take a moment to acknowledge this. I mean, you have always been our biggest supporters. You really have here at the Hair Radio Show and throughout all of our endeavors. And I want to take a moment just to really kind of drive this on home. I remember you appeared in my, well, first of all, you appeared on the amazing Hair Radio Show as we were just kind of getting back on the ground with the all-new Hair Radio Show back when we came back in like the early, I guess that was the late 2000s, I guess it was. It's been a long time of the tens.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You came right on in and have always been a great person. We still run some of those amazing pieces with so much. They're chock full of hair information. And we're going to get into some of that today, but I just want to thank you for that. Not to mention your appearance in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. You know, you helped that book to do so well. And I have to say, for those of you who haven't read it yet, it's still out there on Amazon. We'll soon be celebrating 10 years of this book's release. And I owe a whole bunch of that to Dr. Praneet James. So I just wanted to say thank you. And you've been doing some big stuff. And, you know, how about when you came out to help us at the Road to Healthy Hair, the very first Road to Healthy Hair? And, yes, in like 2013 or so. I mean, you've been out there a long time with us. And now we're back with the all-new Road to Healthy Hair that we'll talk about soon. So listen, all that to say thank you. But, Praneet, what goes through your mind when you hear that we're up to our 600th radio show very soon? What goes through your mind?
Oh, my goodness, a lot goes through my mind. And just to think that I've been able to contribute. And Carrie, I just want to thank you for the opportunity or giving me an opportunity to be such a part of an amazing history with the Hair Radio. You know, I thank you. And you've opened up the doors for so many in this industry.
You.
And just
thank
to be
you.
A part of it. So to say, hey, I was a part of it. I'm a part of it. I'm grateful for that. So that's pretty
much. It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, Michael, that was way back.
Yes, it was.
380 shows ago.
Wow.
That was a long time ago, Michael Hopkins.
Wow.
Listen, we're back live, of course. That was Dr. Praneet James, who we just love and appreciate here on the Hair Radio Morning Show Tuesday. It's April 16th, 2024. It is our show number, in case you couldn't do the math. It's our show number 980 as we broadcast live this morning. Michael, I want to talk a little bit about that talk. I know that you'll be back mid-show, of course, in the next hour with a little bit more details on this. But happy to say today, this is kind of like those old shows, kind of like guests. What you're putting together, and folks have to kind of tune on in and literally be surprised. And what do you say, Michael, to that this morning?
Oh, yeah, very much so, Carrie. Oh,
yeah,
very much so.
We'll talk to it.
Just a little bit, but it's going to be fun as usual.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
Awesome. Yeah. And Vet Talk, as we move on into the fourth season, Vet Talk, I'm super excited. Did you ever think you'd be going well into literally about a couple of hundred shows just for Vet Talk?
Wow, yeah. You know, like we thought when we first did the show, myself and my angels, and that is Nur Jahan, Nicole Marie, and Katrina, we thought it was just going to be a little something-something. We'd do a little something-something and call it a day. Well, that day became a week, then it became a month, then it became 6 months, a year, 2 years, and now here we are. And we just, you know, it's a wow. It's a beautiful ride, Carrie. I'm enjoying the ride on the Excel train. See, we're no longer on just the regular Amtrak train. We're on the Excel train
Michael,
now.
Not everybody's going to catch that reference, but I do. Michael's referring to the super speed, high speed Amtrak train, especially popular in the Northeast. Well, listen, I just want to say how awesome. First of all, yeah, it has been quite quite a ride for all of us. It really has. And there's so much more to go. We're just getting started, really.
Oh, very much so,
close to 1,000 shows. And today being show number 980, lots more, wow, 20 more episodes of this broadcast, and we'll be at 1,000. And that's thousands and thousands of guests and all that kind of just incredible.
It's just unbelievable.
So listen, yes, I got some Dr. Millicent Davis on the way. We've got so much more to get into this morning, and I'm super, super excited. So, yeah, so we're going to have a good show, and just want to thank everybody for kind of tuning on in and just being a part of this success of the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. It's kind of like we're going to bring it. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out this Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest who's joining us now for the very first time. She comes to us from the world of hair products distribution. It is my great honor to welcome to the broadcast Dr. Millicent Davis. Good morning, Dr. Davis. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Hines.
Yes, and please call me Carrie.
Okay.
I think you must be the first person ever to call me Mr. Hines on the show.
Well, good morning, Carrie.
Thank you. Yes. Well, listen, I want to kind of tell everybody because I love what you're doing, okay? I love the website. I love everything. So we're going to – let's start by telling everybody what's your connection to the hair industry.
Okay, so – my family and I believed in legacy building, and one of our missions was to understand and follow what I call the FUBU philosophy, for us, by us, as it relates to black hair care. And so, you know, we as Black people, we spend so much money on our hair that we fly distributors wanted to tap into the industry as well as give back to our community. So we searched out and found BOPSA, and they're helping us break into the hair care industry.
Absolutely. And let me just remind everybody, most of the listeners know BOPSA.org, that stands for the Black Owned Beauty Supply Association. You guys know Sam, who kind of heads it up, and he's been on our show many times. And we are a member of BOPSA. I'm also raising my hand. We're also a member at Hair Radio of BOPSA.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
BOPSA.org, good stuff. Okay, and I love what you just said about legacy building. And you guys out there, their website is flydistributors.com. I just wanted to get that on out, which I love this. I always start all the interviews here at the Hair Radio Show. We talk a little bit about where you are, like where you based out of, what city, state, and is that, and how you got started in all of this. So please tell us a little bit of your background, Dr. Davis.
Okay. So we are in Williamstown, New Jersey.
Williamstown. Now, I don't know Jersey, but where exactly is that?
Williamstown is in South Jersey. We're 15 minutes from Philadelphia. And sometimes they call us Little Philly because a lot of Philadelphians come over to New Jersey and they they settle here. So, but I'm excited about being in South Jersey because we were a native of North Jersey first. And we have an office. I'm also a consultant. We have a small business consulting agency where we help for-profit and nonprofits get started in business. And so as a person who helps people get in business, we pray and sought out how to take the next step and go into the hair industry. And so that's where Fly Distributor was birthed. And FLY stands for Fresh Living Young. And,
I love it.
It's a philosophy that my son, who is part owner of this, came up with that proposes a state of mind. So a fresh living young is a state of mind. Whatever fresh living young means to you, that's what it is. And we want to portray that in our business where we sell the products and the services. We want to help you feel fresh living young, whether you're 18 or 80. We just want to be able to help you look fresh living young. And so that's why we called our business Fly Distributors.
Awesome.
And I know you and I can relate to back in the day that was a thing, being fly.
Oh, yeah. I swear to you, as you were saying that, I was really thinking back. I was like, oh, my, fly. I used to love that. And that definitely, I seem to remember that because I'm also from North Jersey. I graduated out of Scott in East Orange, New Jersey. A long time ago. But I tell you something, fly was... That was big for us and still is.
Yes.
And I love that you guys have given it meaning. Your son's given it great meaning. What's this? What is this person? We got to shout him out on the show.
His name is Eugene Davis, and he is our millennial. He is,
did you say Eugene Davis?
Yes.
We have a Eugene Davis on our show. He's one of our He's literally, all of our fans know Eugene Davis' name, so that's really funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, he's going to get a kick out of it. Awesome.
Yes.
So you have a Eugene Davis, who is part owner
Eugene
and Fly
Davis.
Distributed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Awesome.
Yes.
That is so amazing. How coincidental is that? That's
very coincidental.
That's wow. Well, I tell you, this is a big thing. And what I also love, I think you guys have to be probably one of the only mother-son duos I think we've had on our show that I can recall who are really doing a business together. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. And let me just bring everybody up to speed. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines. Now, I have with me today, you talk about entrepreneurship. It doesn't get any better than this. We're chatting with Dr. Millicent Davis. Now, I love that she has her own business with her son. Of course, they're the proprietors of Fly Distributors. Their website is flydistributors.com. So that has an S on the end of that word, distributors. So please make sure flydistributors.com. So I'm loving this, that your business is all about, as well, like your background, in helping other folks to get started in the hair business. Or any business, I think, for your business consultant, business that you guys have. So listen, I'm excited. So what are some of the steps? Let's start there. What do you tell folks, even in general, on business things that they need to do to get started? See, we probably will never let you go on the show because you're a perfect fit for what people tune into our Hair Radio Morning Show for or what it's all about. So what are some of the steps that you think that you can worth sharing?
Well, I'm a publicist, and I wrote a quick read book named Being a Visionary, Going After Your Vision. And in it, I discussed the challenges of going after, my vision and the steps to overcome the obstacles that are going to happen when you're, going after a vision. Because, as you know, vision means eyes, but if you have a vision, you don't see it. You're walking by faith. If you can see it, it's not a vision. So you have to use SMART goals, which are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-oriented. So and starting the business Fly Distributors, where we sell Hugo Brady hair and products for blacks, by blacks, they're made for, the FUBU method for us, by us. We started going after our vision. And then I also teach for Rutgers University and Rowan College here in New Jersey. And that's my give back, my mission for giving back and educating kids. And it's exciting to teach future entrepreneurs and CEOs and CFOs and COOs. So I get excited when I do that. It's challenging as well, but it does excite me. But I feel like this is what I've been ordained to do.
Exactly. So, well, listen, it definitely sounds that way to me. Now, I love this whole product line, Hugo Girl, and I have to shout out, this is just fantastic that you guys are getting this out there to everybody.
Yes.
Because it's a complete line. And when I say a complete line, it's a complete line. You go, girl. And this is so now how is that spelled out there? It's the letter U, G-O-G-I-R-L. I just want to make that very clear. It's not Y-O-U.
Yes.
It's the letter
Y.
U.
Exactly.
And very colorful. Yeah, awesome products. You guys are just going to love it. So please, you can get all of this. They've got hair and a whole bunch of things. You go, girl. It's just amazing. At flydistributors.com. So, again, it's flydistributors.com with an S. And, again, through BOPSA, members of BOPSA, the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, so it's BOPSA.org. You guys know we're going to have Sam here very soon to bring us up to speed on what he's working on. And all his projects, he's always got 50 things going like we do here at Hair Radio. I want to talk a little bit more. I love, again, that you are, you're really helping to shape young minds out there through education. But entrepreneurship. So where did this emanate from? Who were you influenced by, I guess is what I'm trying to ask. So. Who were some of the folks who influenced you?
My parents influenced me.
Mm.
My mom always worked for someone, but early on, she taught me to work for, you know, to work for myself, to be an entrepreneur. She ingrained it in me, and I started with selling jewelry I made.
Really? Handmade?
Yes. Handmade.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And I knew I always wanted to work for myself. So even when I spent 30 years in procurement working for government entities, but even then,
okay.
that I had started the KMD business consulting business, and I hired someone to, you know, answer the phone and do the
right.
things I couldn't do while I was working. And I
yeah.
funded the business from what, you know, when I was working. And when I could retire in 2015, that's when we, you know, went full speed ahead with our business. So that's
it.
How
wow.
I got into entrepreneurship. And my mom brought a property in Michigan that me and my husband brought from her and my dad. And we had started, that's where we kind of started with the vacation rental business. And so we took some proceeds from that to go into the hair business. My mom always had some hair on her head, and she, you know, she just loved hair. So that's why we kind of picked that as well, because we wanted to honor her in her business. She's no longer with us. Yes.
I understand. Sorry mm-hmm. to hear. I totally,
yeah.
You know, I love everything that you are talking about tonight, you know, this tonight in the morning. And it's just been amazing to me, because to hear that you're paying tribute to your mom, to me, yes, I love that, because that, it just reminds me of my own journey. And I say, you know, every single day, I'm so grateful, and the same types of things pouring into, you know, as a youngster, pouring into you about being an entrepreneur. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I really don't hear of it too often.
Yes.
I just don't. You don't hear
yes.
of these stories like that. So I think this is incredible. I didn't know we had so much in common, Dr.
Yes.
Phillip and David.
Yes. Great minds.
So,
think alike.
Great. I love it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what do you tell? You know, you deal with a lot of young people who are in school and all of that. So what do you tell folks who, you know, we were very lucky. We've been introduced to being entrepreneurs, but many folks, like I said, have not. So when folks come up to you and they're so amazed at what you've accomplished and what you're doing, what do you say, Dr. Davis?
I tell them they can do it as well. And I tell you, you know, what's going on in the world today kind of pushes people into entrepreneurship. They want to, you know, they want to take the risk. They want to work for themselves. And I encourage it. And, you know, they have to start a business in my class. And they, mm-hmm. you know, they have to do a PowerPoint presentation at the end. That's their final grade. So it makes them think, and it makes them, you know, and some of them take that project and carry on with
mm-hmm.
it. And I encourage them. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I tell them, even though they're out of the class, they can, you know, call on me. And, you know, everybody leaves with my card when they leave the class. So it's very important that to me that we, you know, get some entrepreneurs. And even if they want to go work for someone else, that they're the best CEO, CFO, COO, or even administrative assistant, whatever they want to be, they can be.
I love
whatever.
It. And I have to bring this home because, you know, I've always come across folks who say, yes, they want to be entrepreneurs and they don't want to work for anyone else. But I know along the way, most times you have to, especially in our community, where we
mm-hmm.
often have to fund ourselves,
mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to have those jobs and things to help make that happen,
mm-hmm.
especially
mm-hmm.
if your dream is really important to you. But
mm-hmm.
I've got to say, in my journey, I've had to work for other folks, and I have absolutely enjoyed it. You know, so it, you know, it was great for me. Well, most of the companies, and this is really the truth, allowed me to develop my own positions. So
yeah.
I've always, so it's been like I was an entrepreneur,
working for other companies. So I was always kind of satisfied, so to speak. Of course, nothing equals running your own business or owning your own business. So I love that, and I love your whole story. So what's next for you? What's next for you, Dr. Davis?
So once we get the distributorship up and going, our next venture is to open up an actual brick-and-mortar hair supply store, which we're going to call, after my mom, Ella's Hair Supply. And I hope you'll have us back when we do that. But that's our next venture. That's our next venture.
Absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely. And we're not going to wait all that long, because I really appreciate the information about entrepreneurship, especially at the top of this interview this morning, because what you're saying rings so true. And I can tell that. So we need to have you back often to inspire and motivate everybody and to literally help to create that roadmap. And so, so Dr. Millicent Davis, again, has been our guest this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She runs this incredible Fly Distributors. The website, again, is Fly Distributors, with an S on the end, is flydistributors.com. So along with her son, Eugene. So just incredible. And we're just so honored. And as you can hear, she's an entrepreneurial expert, if you will. You really are. I can hear it. So I love it.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Good going. So we'll have you back, yes, as you said, very soon. So again, but just to remind everybody, you, like Uniform, so that's you, Go Girl. This is this incredible new product line. You'll find, and I love the site because you have everything there. So again, go to flydistributors.com for complete details on all of that. And anybody else that you want to shout out to this morning, Dr. Davis, before we let you go?
I just want to say thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I just want to shout out to my clients, my husband, Kevin Davis, my grandkids. Our employees, and our family, our Fly Distributor family and our Candy family.
We echo all of that. We support all of your efforts out there, guys. All right. Thank you so much for being with us on today's Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank
you.
did you ever have a chance to actually meet OJ? Because I know that that's what everybody wants to know. Did you meet OJ?
Well, I met him and played against him in Buffalo. And after the game, you know, everybody comes together and shake their hands and stuff like that. And it kind of thrilled me because he's a little bit older than I am. But, you know, I think it was my rookie year or my second year in the league. And it was just a thrill to shake his hand and then to watch him play from time to time was awesome. You know, you key in on running backs like OJ and Earl Campbell and a lot of the key running backs. So I was just thrilled to meet him, to play against him at that time, and a guy, a great guy, you know, that he was on the field there. And I really gave him his respect. My nickname was Stonewall, and I was really trying to get him there.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day. We're back live. It is Tuesday morning. It's April 16th, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 6:02 Central Time, 7:02 for folks out on the East Coast. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-star, the longest-serving co-host in the history of our Block Talk broadcast as we push towards 1,000 episodes. The one and only Queen of the Mornings. You know her well. All the way from Water Valley, Mississippi, the one and only Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Happy
Tuesday.
Yes. All the above.
We are doing
fantastic. Yes, indeed. I have nothing but good things to say.
Wonderful.
Good morning. Yeah, it's always exciting here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And
yes,
I got to say, right?
Exciting
really
morning.
Really,
kick off another week.
Love Tuesdays. That's all I can say. But I got to say more. No, it has really been quite a week. I was just working on this morning's broadcast, and I said, oh, boy, Nicole Marie, it has been a busy news week.
Yeah.
It really has.
Awesome.
I mean, you know, there's a big part of me. I'm watching television like everybody else in the country, maybe the world. And there is a historic criminal trial for the former president of the United States. Never thought I'd live to see anything like that.
Isn't it just something? It's just, oh, my God.
Sad,
It's better.
Like every week there's something, there's some new report on something that has been done, has been said, has, you know,
just
something happening in court
just exhausting. And so listen, that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show, our job is to kind of get you away from all that crazy cuckoo entitlement kind of crap and sickening. You know, we're not alone. And I know there are other folks out there who are just tired and beyond tired.
Yeah.
So just to have a little bit of a reprieve, listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show each day, which I encourage you to do, just to kind of hear things, you know, just to open up your scope, so to speak. So listen, last week, like the big news week, I think the week before that it was in northern New Jersey, they had an earthquake, and then from there it was the eclipse, and then we had this trial of a former president kind of going on now. Just so much.
Yes.
Just ridiculousness. But we're going to plow forward here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Right off your neck, it's been so much going on. You know, you got whiplash, so to speak. But that's okay. We're going to get through all of this together, and we're going to keep on.
We always do. Keep pushing forward.
Oh, yeah. That's where we are. So we got Millicent, Dr. Millicent Davis. We'll have to check in with her and see what's going on.
I love Dr. Davis.
Yeah, she's a real interesting lady.
I love her. She's so positive.
Yeah.
Inspirational.
Yes,
and, you know, just trying to help people. I love that.
Yes. And that's really what we should be about. We really should. We've done some throwback on the music. Oh, it's big time about service. We've done some throwback on the music scene with a little minor type tribute to, of course, the incredible Vanessa Williams. I'm such a fan. Yeah, I love her music.
She's fabulous.
I think you guys heard Save the Best for Last along with her other hits and a few others. Got some wonderful things going on. Want to say just for the folks, in May, I do have some updates for you. We're going to likely just push our May 5th event in APL, our Get Set, back just a little bit. We'll be keeping you updated. Between now and Friday, we should have a final update for you. So I'm looking forward to that. There's so much more. Yeah. But as always, Nicole Marie, now it's been, you know, for us, Tuesdays are like our Mondays. So what is your weekend? Let me be fair because I asked Michael in the first Power Hour what his weekend was like. What was yours like, Nicole Marie?
Oh, busy as always. Busy as always. Always running with the kids. I actually went to a baby shower for my coworker. Went to a track meet, district track meet for my oldest daughter. Went to karaoke with Girl Scouts for my youngest daughter. And it's always busy.
Wow.
It never ends. Yes.
Sounds amazing. Okay. Well, that sounds awesome. And that's the family thing. And
always family,
you know, and that's what it speaks to. When I hear you talk of, you know, these wonderful things and spending time with all the kids and all of that, and it's just very nice to hear. So awesome job. And just remembering that, I guess, being an inspiration to a lot of the ladies, you guys are balancing it all out there, and
that's what it's about, balance.
Of cases hitting households too.
Balance,
finding the right balance.
Exactly.
And I mean, we can't say that enough.
But you will get there.
Yes, but it's not easy. It's
not easy.
And it, you know, it may sound easy, but it's not. But as Nicole said, you will get there. Yeah,
exactly.
So real good
Ask
stuff.
For help if yeah. you need it.
You know, that's Juana, and I know you've got some wonderful, what we call our hope of the day kind of talk on the way in just a bit. It is important. It is important on asking and reaching out. And I want to get some folks
not
on.
Not for everything.
Yeah, I want to get some folks on to talk about stuff. Yeah, like that, because that's important. And just helping folks to navigate their way a little bit.
Exactly.
That's what it's
exactly.
And make your lives just a little bit easier on the way. So that's really what this is. But yeah, listen, just also we talked about Big News Week. Of course, the loss of O.J. Simpson, you heard a little bit
right.
a little while ago from a gentleman who had played on the field, of course, at the same time, was a football great. So just wanted to just, you know, keep his legacy of what it all means to the Afro community. And
exactly.
I'm just really,
you hear so
yeah,
much negativity, but there is some positive there. He does have a legacy.
Yeah, and it emanates, in my opinion, from two divergent views on this man's life. And unfortunately, we kind of, to me, it just reminds us that we really are kind of living in different societies. Sometimes that's the way it feels, you know, and you have to be honest about that. There's a whole different view. If you go to some folks in other communities, it's not everybody. We don't want to paint any broad brush with everybody because it's not.
Right.
But
right.
as far as I feel, I think it's important. I think his legacy needs to be shared and
exactly.
told. And that's what we do here on the Hey Radio Morning Show. We appreciate you supporting that. And from what we've heard back, we've hit it on the head. And
I
just to
so
see the
well.
Response. So
right.
good stuff. Yeah, we're going to kind of remind you of folks. There's so many folks out there that we just haven't, I don't feel that we pay any tribute to it. They just
right.
come and gone, and not enough attention has been paid about their legacy and about what their impact in our community is or has been.
I totally
been.
Agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, I just as if they didn't even exist. No one, because here's what it is. The folks who... you know, have the ability, the power, so to speak, to shine a light on these folks, choose not to. And
to.
So we're left to our own devices, and then you say some, you know, create something of your own, and then you're called out and called the this and that. You can't win, so to speak. So my thing is, this is why it's so important for us to learn to really support our community.
That's it.
We really do. I mean, to me, I don't see any other option. Yeah,
right.
I think that's important.
Shine the light on ourselves.
Absolutely, because no one else is going to do that for you, Nicole Marie.
Exactly.
Not
exactly.
at all. Now, just reminding everybody, you are an elected official. And to me, that's part of the key to unlocking the future for us, and that is to making certain that we stay and keep our foot on the gas in the political
so
arena. Don't dismiss local politics. Do
that's
not
where it
dismiss
starts, Gary.
Local. That's where
Locally,
it
that's
starts.
Where it starts. Right.
And to me, it has almost, I think, I'm going to go ahead and say more of an impact because it directly impacts you. So wherever you are, get involved on a local level. And it's a great, like Nicole Marie just said, great place to start. And a lot of the places have boards, community boards, neighborhood boards,
Right.
All kinds of things that can really help you to make a
right.
contribution.
It's a place for everyone. Yes.
There
get
is.
Involved.
And if they, yes.
Make
and
your
if they
voice
don't
heard.
Have the community board, Nicole Marie, start your own.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's where we are and where we should be. And so I just wanted to say thank you so much. I had a wonderful time serving in New York City. Got a lot accomplished in the first year. I'm just grateful that they welcomed and accepted and supported me, and I can't wait to visit the board out there in Brooklyn and my with our old constituency. Just outstanding. And so it's never
wonderful.
Too late.
It's
yeah,
never,
it's never
too late.
Late.
It is
I
never
agree.
Too late.
Yeah, but now had all of that go on in this past week, just bouncing back for a moment, and I just say no one, in my opinion, should be above the law. Nobody.
No.
I just, that's how I feel.
And some of this to me has gone on way too long and been just stretched out, and no. If it was anyone else, things would have moved a whole lot faster.
Oh, and way faster. It's been like seven or eight years for this particular one. That's it's just, and it's so transparent. And this is the, you know, many of these things, it's so obvious. We've seen a lot of this with our own eyes, and still you can't put a person away. What I realize, and this, you guys can tell me what you think, but Nicole Marie, I really feel like the same laws that you know, they seem to be bending the laws in whatever direction is conducive for the greater community. It's odd to me that you see all of the just the horrible things that you've seen right before your eyes over the last few years play
right.
out. And then folks who are in our community, in the African American community, we don't have the option to delay, and hope
so
that
true.
You go away. And choosing,
no, that's not even
you
option.
Know, not to pay. Yeah, we don't have those as options. And it's really, it just tells you that you really do live in two different Americas. So, you know, now, does it mean that we don't have hope? No, there's,
not
in
at
the
all.
Same words with somebody, there's always
hope. There's always hope. Oh, yes. Hope.
And that's right. And that kind of leads us into this whole talk of the mornings, which we just love kicking off and doing our inspiration and morning inspiration. And that's the thing. Yeah, it's a tough call. It really is, because we've seen so many of our brothers and sisters struggle. We've seen so much what seems to be unfair in the system, and an avalanche of negativity and trying to be positive.
Right.
So
gotta
we're going to
keep your head up.
Keep your head up to the sky. I think that was a song way back in the old days. Well, listen, Nicole Marie, I'm thrilled to have you with us. Michael should be along with us in about 5 minutes or so. I want to kind of talk to you a little bit about the hope of the day. It's all about morning inspiration.
That's
and
it.
I just love it. Yeah. So I'm super excited about it. I'm going to see if we can get on a little bit about this whole intro that we kind of put together for Nicole Marie and so much more. So let's just see how it kind of. You kind of have to take a listen, and we'll talk more on the other side.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief
that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right.
Hi.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, Nicole Marie, what do you have on tap for us today? What kind of hope do you have today?
Well, the hope for today is change your default settings. Like digital devices, start life on our default settings. But that's operating at our most basic level. To discover our true potential, we must explore the outer limits of our settings. We're works in progress. The possibilities are endless. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh, wow. That was fancy. Thank you, Nicole Marie. I totally agree with Patrick's assessment there. And I do believe that you do need to change your default settings. I love how that's put.
Yeah.
To me, that's just equivalent to getting out of your comfort zone, which is never a good place to reside for too long anyway. And so I just love that. I really do. And just remember to, and my other favorite part of that was explore the outer limits. And very, very nice. And that's the core of that. So change your default settings, and that needs to start today. What about you, Nicole Marie? Yeah. Are you big on changing those default settings?
Oh, I certainly am, Carrie, because when we're in our comfort zone, it's a comfortable place for us. It's easy. It's, everything is fine. But when we step out of our comfort zone, that's where we learn. That's where we grow. That's where we expand our minds and our abilities. And that's
but
where
it's
we're.
So scary.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But when you step outside, you're glad that you did. Because things change. Yes.
Yeah. It actually
so
takes you on a different path.
Yes, it does.
That you
and if you
never
step out of your comfort zone, you're never going to know.
This is true.
Step out and make it happen.
All right. Well, let's check in with Michael Hopkins. Michael hosts the Vet Talk Radio Show. It'll be on today at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time. Super excited to talk to him about that. But first, need to ask Michael, are you one who has stepped out of your comfort zone? Have you changed your default settings? Michael Hopkins, all the way from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning, Hopkins.
Good morning, Michael.
Yes, good morning officially, sir. It is Tuesday morning, Michael, again. So now, tell us, Michael Hopkins, have you changed your default setting?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, kind of don't have a choice. Yeah, kind of don't have a choice. Always got to step out of the comfort zone and do some other things. Don't have a choice. Because if you stay in the comfort zone, you might as well just sit on the couch. Sit on the sidelines. Sometimes you got to get off of the sidelines. You got to get into the game.
That's it.
If you don't get into the game, you don't know if you can win or not. And a lot of people don't get into the game. They rather sit on the sidelines and cheer for everybody else.
Well, that's a good point. But is that such a bad thing? Is it a bad thing for folks who, to just sit it out? Or should you go for the gusto?
There's certain times, though. There's certain
times
to sit on the sidelines
nice.
For other people. But you have to get out there, too.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Awesome. You know, it's great to cheer for all of these athletes, and they're making the gazillions of dollars and all that. But what's that doing for you? Ain't doing much for me. If I'm going to cheer and make gazillions of dollars, guess who I'm going to cheer for? Me.
All right. Well, listen, I just want to say awesome, awesome, awesome advice and great hope of the day. And listen, we've got our song up next. And then we'll check back in. Michael, I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up at 8:30 Eastern today, something called Vet Talk Radio, and so much more. Nicole Marie, outstanding as always.
Oh, yeah.
With the
great stuff.
Of the day. Love that. Yes, great job. All right. All right, let's take a little music break. We'll be right back.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention, she praises an image, she prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away, 'cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, so you're beautiful. With stars, and we're beautiful. Oh, 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 oh. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars, so you're beautiful. With stars, and we're beautiful. She has dreams to be an envy, so she's starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer. The light that shines within.
There's a hope that's waiting for you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you got to rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it, the whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair, you know?
Get set. Michael Hopkins, let me be the very first to talk about this. And I'm so excited because this is a conversation I've been looking forward to having. And it really is about getting set. And that's S period D period T, S-E-T. So let's kind of dig into this because we're really talking about health and safety at the salons and barbershops and businesses in general out there.
Oh, yeah.
So what, let's kind of delve into this. So what exactly is Get Set? And again, it really has to do with safety at the shops. And that's what it really stands for. Salons, emergency training, and or
right.
In this case, talk. So
So
Michael, what comes to mind when you think about safety at shops, just in general?
Well, in general, Carrie, just safety is so paramount that you have safety in the workplace. It's paramount. And it consists of so much, and that's why I'm so glad that we're talking about this. This is a very important topic.
I agree. And folks want to know why is it so important? Well, I have to say because this is something. It's a new day, and there was a period
very
of time so. Where maybe we didn't have to be so concerned about our security when we were at our favorite hair salon or barbershop. But that day has kind of gone by. And what we're kind of left now with is just making certain that we have salons and barbershops with adequate, beyond adequate security measures and
right.
procedures in place. And so that's kind of where we are today in terms of talking about it, exactly what can you do if you are faced with an emergency at your shop? And,
Very much so.
Michael, what should one be thinking about at their shop? And how should we break this down for hairstylists and barbers and shop owners who may have never thought about having to be concerned about their personal safety or the safety of their customers? What would you say to them?
Wow, Carrie, one of the first things that I would say to anyone who owns that type of establishment, or any type of establishment actually, Carrie, is be aware of your surroundings. That's the first thing. Let's be aware of our surroundings.
Situational awareness.
There it is, situational awareness. Many times people are not paying attention. As you know, Carrie, we're in the age now of a lot of these electronic devices. We're in that age now where these things are practically glued to us.
Sure.
And unfortunately and regrettably, we're so dependent upon these devices, we get mesmerized with them. We all do it. And when you get mesmerized with these devices, you kind of lose track of the world around you and the people around you. Mm-hmm. And as you so, you know, in the beginning of this, Carrie Hines, as you so eloquently put it, we're in an age now that you have to pay attention.
You just have to.
You don't have a choice anymore. Yes, it was a time where, you know, people were kinder and it was okay. But nowadays, you have to pay attention. That's the number one thing. If I was to say anything to anybody,
okay, so I like what you said about the situational awareness. So that means knowing what's happening around you in basic terms. And so that means kind of putting that cell phone down and kind of always being observant. And if you are scrolling to the right or scrolling up and down or sliding to the right or whatever it is, then please just make sure of what's going on at the shop or wherever you are. Remember, emergencies can happen at the least likely time. So, you know, you just have to always kind of, you know, you don't have to be, you know, scared or anything, but just be, you know, on guard, you know, in case you need to. Take further action, which we're going to talk about.
Just in case. You know, one of the things, you know, Carrie, one of the things also that can people should develop, and we're going to talk about this, you know, a lot more extensively, is learning how to scan the area that you're in.
Very important. Now, you're talking externally, because I was just kind of alluding to inside the shop. But, I agree with you. Let's talk a little bit about that. So, you know, outside, and there are so many things and measures that we're going to, like Michael said, really elaborate as we kind of move along with this, because this is not a one-and-done type conversation. We're just beginning to kind of peel back the layers so that you can really understand how important this is. This is just the beginning of many of these health and security conversations that we are going to have through our Hair Radio Get Set program. So I'm happy to talk about it. But again, like you said, Michael, externally. So when you talk about externally, the first thing that jumps in my mind are like cameras.
Very much so, Carrie. Cameras, believe it or not, cameras can deter crime.
Wow.
You know, people sometimes don't think that, Carrie, but cameras can deter crime. And
what about the sign?
Yeah.
So how does that work? So what I would suggest, if you know, definitely cameras, you know, outside the shop and kind of obvious and make it kind of obvious and or post a big old sign that says this premises is watched by cameras in many places. Some cameras you see, others you don't.
You don't. And 24/7 and, you know, whatever.
All of that.
All of that.
Yeah.
And it helps. It helps. Statistics.
Sure.
You know, Carrie, statistics, when you study crime and, you know, statistics bear this out, that it's little things that a shop owner, a business owner can do that will deter crime. We used to have a saying, when I was in the military, when I was in law enforcement, when I was in security, when I was in that type of world, is that you have different types of targets, we would call them. And you have what they call soft targets, and you have hard targets.
Yeah.
And, when just when you have certain things, and, you know, and as you and I have been saying, we're going to go all out in this because this is a very important target.
I agree,
but
Michael.
I agree. Yeah, just now, give folks ideas.
Absolutely. Now, we were just saying about the cameras externally. Of course, now, there's a lot of ways that you can look at it and not just have the cameras externally. You can have the cameras internally inside the building's areas. When I remember starting out, cameras set up used to cost you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yes, it did.
That's what it was in the old days.
Nowadays,
it was a fortune. You can get a good camera system for $30. So it's really, the price has come down drastically.
Very much so.
Right? And you can have cameras in all the locations and areas. Michael, I just want to drive home this point about that, because remember we said earlier that externally what can deter that is a sign that says some of the cameras are visible, others are not, because that's going to make them also think twice that they can come into your shop and look for the cameras and destroy them. They may not even know what is the camera. So that is the other point I wanted to make. So have them outside and inside. And one other important part about that, Michael, God forbid any type of occurrence and anything that threatens your security, remember that your neighbors, what you want to do also is get your neighbors to understand and participate that each of you should have cameras that can also overlap the areas that we're talking about.
Interlocking cameras. Oh, yeah, that would be perfect.
That's a great way. You talk about where they will think not just two times. They'll be thinking three and four times about doing anything at your location because of the chance that the camera's going to, either your camera or one of your neighbor's cameras will pick up the impropriety. So that's just some of the things that when it comes to things that can prevent these types of occurrences with regards to safety at your shop.
You know something else too, Carrie, about the cameras. And as you said, the cost has gone down so much with the camera equipment, and the quality has gone up. The resolution of a lot of these cameras for the cost is just amazing.
Right, compared to the way it
really
was.
Is compared to it was just 10 years ago.
Five. Even.
But a lot of these, even five. Some of the high resolution cameras, even with the dark, they could make it look like it's daytime. So you can't help but if you had to turn anything over to law enforcement, they couldn't help but identify somebody because of the great resolution of a lot of these cameras.
Absolutely. And Michael, since we talk about what can deter a would-be criminal or someone who doesn't mean any good, who sees you inside your shop or sees clients or what have you, remember that you always want to have windows and things that are kind of unobstructed so that people can always see what's happening inside the shop. That's important. I've always believed that and advocate for that. But again, use good judgment. So you got to use your good judgment. The other thing, Michael, that we kind of did not talk about on the air, but I think it's so important, and that is you know, if you need or feel that it's warranted, you have a big shop, maybe a security guard. Just maybe
right.
A security guard can also deter, potentially or possibly deter,
right.
Criminal activity
and,
happening
and you
at
know,
your
also,
shop.
Also, too, Carrie,
yes.
You could a shop owner could also have off-duty law enforcement in
actually
the shop also.
The security. Yes, that's correct.
Right.
And I have a lot of friends who do that kind of thing, and I think that is absolutely
right.
Amazing. But this is something that is really great. Now, the security guards, it's up to you to make the determination where your comfort level is with whether or not they will be armed, and there are all kinds of legalities and things that you can easily find out in your state what
very
happens
much.
And how to do so. But again, having that visual deterrent, a body or two saying, hold it.
Right.
What are you doing? Might be the way for you to go. So that's something to certainly consider. Now, Michael, I've
very
got to
much
say,
so, Karen.
I just love this conversation. And again,
oh, yeah,
we're
it's
talking,
an excellent,
right? Yes,
an
thank
excellent
you.
Excellent conversation.
Yes, and this is all about our hair radio and our program called Get Set. And SET stands, again, for Salon Emergency Training. And that's really about preparedness, being ready for just about anything. And I really love that. And just even talking about it and kind of planting a seed will help
right.
or could potentially help you
right.
in the time that you need it to help you. And so that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yes, go ahead, Michael.
Yes.
What were you going to say?
Oh, what I was going to say also, Carrie... Many of the local law enforcement agencies
yes.
actually have programs where they will send an officer out to your business and they
a
will,
wellness check.
Right. Pretty much, right. They'll come out, they can look through your business, they can point out things that could be a potential problem as far as, you know, criminal activity. And I mean, it's, you know, and it doesn't.
Yeah, that's a different
yeah.
type of wellness check. But yeah, that's a
yeah.
great idea.
Well, you know, yeah, and some of them, they will do internal, external checks, you know, with
yeah.
your security and all that good
just
stuff.
They'll give you some tips, right? Some
yeah, they'll give
tips.
You some helpful tips.
I love that idea. Now, Michael, there are all kinds of firms. And here's my advice, you know, just be aware as the owner, you may not have a big budget where you can hire, you know, this fancy dancy security firm to come in and do a whole bunch
right.
of training. So you've got to take a lot of what you hear here at on our special presentation. We're also working on rolling out podcasts and a whole bunch of other things that we'll share with you in the days
very
to come. Right? But I think
oh,
some of
very
the other
much
people,
so.
Yeah, I think this is, again, the first step on, and I'm just loving it.
Right.
Okay.
First
now,
step. You're right, Carrie. You're absolutely
step.
Right. This is the first step.
Now, speaking of first steps, to me, having a conversation, since you are the shop owner, you may be also a hairstylist or a barber or at any kind of company for that much. The first thing as the person in charge, you want to lead with a conversation to me with your team, your staff, the folks who are helping your business, who may be customer facing or not. So if somebody comes in, you know, that's something that's really super important. And Michael, just to quickly go back, just while we were talking about external things that could deter crime and all of that, you know, from them coming inside the shop, I just wanted to make sure that we also remind everybody that, again, making sure that the type of door can also deter someone from coming because they can't get in.
Very much so.
In. So once
very
they know
so.
That, right, that you have a buzzer,
yes.
They call it a buzzer, on your door so that you have to be buzzed in. And I think that can help. Am I right, Michael, with
very much so. Very much so. They have to be buzzed in and buzzed out, Carrie. That is a big deterrent. That's a big deterrent. Because, sure, you could get, you know, somebody get in, they can do a crime. But if you can't get out, you're going to have a problem.
Exactly. And so that's kind of a good barometer as well. Just remember, I love that idea about having to buzz people in and out of your location. And also having it set up where maybe there's a two-step entry so they can
right.
get through the first door but not the second door. And also, just even if you are able to do a business, most folks may not be able to sustain a shop on folks who only book by appointment. You need that extra dollar, so to speak, as business, you know, from folks walking in. So managing to, you know, service walk-in clients. Well, see, that's where this kind of thing can get out of hand sometime with regards to safety concerns. So you kind of have to weigh where your comfort level is with all of this, and I think it's important. But,
oh, it's very important,
right?
Carrie. It's very
now, Michael,
important, Karen.
We're going to continue to talk about those conversations with educating your staff and customers and all of that. But first, before we get there, I wanted to kind of talk with you a moment because you really come out of that realm of security and
yes, sir.
Training. So let's talk a little bit about that, Michael Hopkins. Can you share with everybody the importance of security training in general and some of your experience?
Oh, yes, sir, very much so. Security training, it is so important. It's essential that if you have a staff, if you have just a staff of one or two people, security training in itself is so very important. You always
yeah.
want to, you know, Carrie, the training part of security, just understanding how things work, understanding about your surroundings, understanding about how to watch people, how to understand how to ratchet up when you have a situation, an escalating situation, and
yes,
then how to
right.
ratchet it down.
Exactly.
All of that is so it's so important to understand
yeah.
that stuff. We're dealing with the public, Carrie. There's one thing that I learned in over the 20 years that I was in the security realm is that I learned how to deal with the public, with people, and I learned how to observe people. That's the key.
Yeah.
You learn
yeah.
how to watch and observe people. Also,
exactly.
you develop, you know, another thing too, Carrie, that is very good to develop.
What
listening skills, listening
yeah.
skills, developing
yeah.
listening skills when you're dealing with people.
I say
you
use
begin,
all of the senses
yeah.
that you
all
can.
The, yeah, yeah, the sight, hearing,
right.
smell,
exactly.
you know, just.
Whatever it takes, Michael Hopkins.
Yep,
and remember,
paying attention,
folks,
yes.
Paying attention, important.
Yes.
So it kind of reminds me and goes back to having those conversations. You're wondering, how do you start? You understand all of this. You've already kind of got the wonderful security measures in place outside your shop. You've taken the next steps of having things set up with security cameras on the inside, possibly a guard. And again, you know, thinking about where utilizing the booking in advance type idea, or the, you know, no walk-ins, where the cash flow is not just, you don't have a big piles of cash sitting there in,
right.
in your shop where someone's thinking they could just walk on in. and, you know, and take it off your hands. So what you want to do is really think about that. And again, if you are going to do walk-ins and you've got cash just sitting around, make sure that you have some kind of process, in my opinion, to get it off premises. You know, that's what I believe in. I have always, I just get it off premises as quickly as I can.
Very much so.
Yeah, you know, and have very little cash on hand. And try to utilize electronics. Like Michael said, we're in a now a new age where there's a lot of gadgets and things like that. So people and persons can prepay using credit cards or ATM cards and things like that. And so I just think that that can make all the difference with regards to your security and safety. So
yes,
conversations
it does, Gary.
With your team members, conversations with your customers. It's time to get them on board with your safety plan.
Very much so. You know, you know another thing too, Gary.
What's that?
Practice. Practice.
Yes. Yes. So that sounds just, you know, creating a plan and reviewing that plan with your team and customers and literally doing some drills. You know
there
that
you
word,
go.
Michael Hoffman.
Yep, doing those drills. Yes, sir. I know that word very well.
I thought
very
you
well.
Yes.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Remember that conversations can be reinforced with designing pamphlets, can be, you know, with little, all kinds of little sheets and little documents and any little thing that can help them. And not only that, remember, you can put posters on your wall that can remind individuals about being safe.
Uh-huh.
So there's
many steps
that you can take that's going to help, you know, keep safety and security in front and center in the minds of yourself, your staff, your customers, and clients. So good stuff.
And you know, Carrie, it could even come down to we have certain words that we say when we know there's danger.
Exactly.
Certain
safety
phrases that
we
say.
Call
safety words. Right. Right. Oh, and you know something else too, Carrie.
What's that, Michael?
We have a safe place to go to.
If you
when
are
there's
safe.
Danger.
And you know what? Provided that you have the space, but even if you don't have the space, these are still things that you need to decide and speak with your team about. And as Michael said, I think, the safety words, those are, that's a really good thing to remember as well. And don't forget, folks, like you said earlier, you got to revisit this. So even you have the best plan, you want to revisit this every chance you get, maybe even kind of, you know, quiz your colleagues inside the shop and, you
Very
know, and just
so.
Remind them and do flashcards and stuff because you kind of have to remember to keep this information fresh. Now, one of the types of emergencies that I want to remind you guys out there about, and that's being trained when it comes to not so much some kind of external, you know, break-in or anything like that, but a person who might be in some kind of cardiac distress type situation. And this is why it's important to learn all about providing two-handed, well, I call it CPR, first aid, and also utilizing those AEDs, Michael, that can help the defibrillators, and they can help to resuscitate someone who is in cardiac arrest. And so these are all kinds of things that I'm so excited to be a part of, and we encourage you to just kind of keep it right here throughout all of our wonderful communications and our platforms, and we will tell you more about how these this wonderful new area for you guys to at least to tune in and
so.
Get a whole bunch from what we're talking about.
Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many here have met C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Manager J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Right.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
Go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was.
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks. I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to parocollege.com. And Paro College, it's just very simple. The word, first word is four letters. Paro, P as in Paul, O as in Ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in Ocean, Paro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they'll also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, yeah, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first people in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And
who was actually the very first self-made female African-American millionaire? Annie Malone, or was it, I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level, but I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker with all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionaires of African descent, women, female millionaires in the country.
And that's
just
what I'm getting.
Timing.
Why? How on this earth? I try to figure this out as well. How did? And I love Madam. I love both and all the things that
they
stand for.
They both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's not even part of the discussion here.
Right. Exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head. And felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced, let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became, she was a very, if you look at her building and everything that she did, it was incredible, impeccable, you know, clean, it was orderly, it was, I mean, you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And so, and she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. Here's a college that employed, in 1926, 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines. A wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone Orphanage, that was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he
of course.
He grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's where the spelling of Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All the time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D. So,
yeah, G-O-O-D-E. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952. Because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work, and so he became a beautician. And of course, his songs just took off, and you know, he never went back to it. But
right, amazing.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life
species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hoskins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Yeah.
to Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, April 16th, 2024. Yes, I'm Gary Hines coming to you really from Hair Radio Houston, Texas. Just want to say thank you so much for being with us, really, as we march towards 1,000 shows. Today's our number 980, and real, real excited. Let me bring Michael Hopkins back to the line. You know him. He'll be up in just about 15 minutes with a new Vet Talk Radio. Michael Hopkins, officially. Happy Spotlight Hour, sir. It's our third hour of the game. The fun hour, of course. Other ways, coming up at 8:30. Lots of information today. And really in about 10 minutes, let me just be exact on this. So I'm super excited for Vet Talk fans. I think you're going to have a lot of great things to learn. So, Michael, anything you want to add to that today?
Oh, yes, Gary. Like we always say, you don't have to be a veteran to listen, to get something out of what we do. You know, it's great if you're a veteran. Love all our veterans. But if you're an advocate for a veteran, if you're a family member for a veteran, or you just want to help veterans, or you just want to know more about veterans, that's what Vet Talk Radio Show is all about here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
That's right. Thank you, sir. Wow. Fancy, Michael Hopkins. Okay. Well, we're getting things really kicking off this week. I'm super excited that we go from shows 980 to about 983. About 983
this week.
And really exciting. So that means that in a couple of weeks, let me see, by the time we finish up this week, we really will have about a little over 10 shows left. I mean, it's really,
wow.
The time is marching on.
Yes,
so
it
I'm excited,
is.
Michael.
Yes,
Vet
I am
Talk
too,
Radio,
Carrie.
Well, here's the thing. Vet Talk Radio is a big part of the success of Hair Radio. So Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, to all the folks who've been with us since day one.
Hell yes.
It's just been an incredible journey.
Yes,
really
it has been.
Yeah, so I'm super excited to celebrate it. All right, so Michael, lots more going on this morning. We are keeping things moving. So thanks so much for being with us, everybody, and just kind of hang on in there. I hope you've enjoyed some of the music today, Michael.
Oh, very much so, Carrie Hines. You had one of my all-time favorites on today.
Really? Which one was
who
that?
Who could that be? Good old Vanessa Williams.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've been playing some classic Vanessa Williams.
Oh, yes, Carrie. Oh, yes.
Vanessa L. Williams.
Hey, she carried me through in the 80s, Carrie.
But listen, she's still carrying me through in the 2000s.
This is the 21st century. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yes, she's just doing it up. Here's one of her classic songs, and we've got a lot more. Michael, we're going to send you off so you can prepare for your Vet Talk Radio and so much more. Folks, stay with us. Here's more Vanessa Williams.
Here we go. How do you
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Well, a lot went through my mind about it. I was thinking about some of the things that's happening to a lot of the ex-ball players today, and I think that we as ball players kind of have a tendency not to take care of ourselves, but we go through a lot of stuff out there on the field. So, but you know, it's best to kind of go in and get everything checked out. I was real saddened to hear that because I played against him in the early 70s, and what a great guy on the field. I really enjoyed his movement, his play, and of course I played the linebacker position, so I was trying to run him down or make some hits on him. So, but I was very saddened about it.
Yes, and I gotta say, O.J. Simpson. I mean, my goodness, we're talking about a huge career on and off the field. He really accomplished so much. And, you know, and you were kind of alluding to that. This gentleman was sick. And most of us did not even know he was sick to this degree. And although 76 is quite an advanced age, it's not a little, you know, a little new baby or anything, but still we didn't expect this. And so it seems sudden to us, I think, for the most part. But I know you want to remind folks that you got to take care of yourself. I think you opened up with that today.
Yeah, I think that you know, as a whole, you know, when you get in your early 40s, late 50s, you should you know, go in and really get yourself checked out quite a bit. I've going through some stuff myself, but you know, I'm on top of everything, and it's just saddened to see, you know, a star like that to go down.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
What is the 10th? Most common disability that we can talk about today, Michael Hopkins?
Okay. The 10th most common disability is limitation of motion of the arm. And I know that sounds like some big fancy thing.
Right,
but
right.
Basically, you know, as a veteran, you have issues with your arms. You have motion issues. In other words, you can't reach like you used to. You can't stretch out. You can't pick up things like you used to. There's a limitation on what you can and cannot do with your arms anymore. And it happens to us as veterans all the time. You know, Carrie, we fall as veterans. we go on details, we lift up things, heavy packages, heavy equipment, we carry heavy equipment. We do all kinds of things that damages our bodies, especially our arms. And we have shoulder issues. A lot of times guys are airborne qualified. That means they jump out of a perfectly good airplane with a whole bunch of combat gear on, and they hit the ground. And can you imagine what that is like? You jump out of an airplane, you have all this equipment, and you're heading toward the earth. And when you hit the ground, you kind of tuck and roll, and it takes a toll on your body. It takes a toll on your shoulders. It just takes a toll. And you may not see this as a veteran when you're 18 years old, 25 years old, 30 years old. You may not see all of this stuff. But when you start hitting your late 40s, your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, you start to see and feel all of these things. And the VA claim system understands this. They understand this. And they know these things are going to affect you. They already
well, Michael,
know it.
I want to kind of keep it so that you can get all of these in. What's number 9?
Okay. Number 9, Carrie, believe it or not, is a very simple one. It's not a complicated one. Migraine.
Okay.
It's a migraine. Not complicated, man. It's just migraines.
We can all relate to that.
We all can relate to those migraine headaches. And a lot of people think, wow, why would a veteran have migraine headaches? I mean, they don't constitute anything. But you know what, Carrie? Believe it or not, sometimes many of us as veterans actually enter military service with migraines. A lot of people don't
right?
know that.
Wow.
But a lot of us as veterans actually enter military service, and we already suffer from migraine headaches. We already suffer from that. It's debilitating. They're severe, as most people know, and the migraine headaches, believe it or not, can either be a primary thing, as I just said, you go in with it.
Wow.
Or it
who would have thought?
While you're in, nobody would never think that. They would never think that military people have these issues, but we do. A lot of people, they go in with migraine headaches, or they develop as you're in with the military service. See, a lot of us are subjected to loud noises, explosions, IEDs, IED is an improvised explosive device. We hear about it all the time, and a lot of civilians don't know. And that's one of the things that can affect you as a veteran. There's another thing called a TBI or traumatic brain injury. A lot of us as veterans, especially a lot of combat veterans, are from traumatic brain injuries. Why? Because of explosions. And it rattles your brain. Sometimes we'll be driving over something in a combat zone, and all of a sudden, boom, there's an explosion. The vehicle goes up in the air. It comes crashing down, and we're all shaking around inside of this vehicle, and our heads get hit, and things happen. The next thing you know, some of us are unconscious. They're dragging us out, and then it happens. TBI is
kind of like hidden explosives, so you have no idea
what it is. You're clueless. Yeah. A lot of times, us as veterans, we're creatures of habit. And we might see, and just for a quick example, we might see an Aquafina water bottle laying on the ground. Well, here in America, that's not an issue. We'll see it. We'll walk around it. We might even step on it and keep on going. Well, unfortunately, when you're in a combat zone, that is not a good idea because it could be packed with some C4 as an explosive or any other type of explosive. You go to pick it up, touch it, sometime the radio detonate and boom.
Wow.
That's what happens with headaches. And then one more thing that's so important. The headaches, it's called prostrating or prostrating. It's an extent. How long does it last? And that's what the VA looks at. Does it last an hour, 2 hours, a half hour? Does it last for 2 or 3 days? Do you have these headaches daily, weekly, 5 or 6 a month? They look at this, and this is what is going to determine your what you're given, your disability. It will determine it. And
well, I want folks to write this down. Yes, my goodness. I hope everybody's keeping notes out there. Michael, what? Yes, I see. My goodness. So let's move along to number 8. What can you tell us?
Okay, Carrie. Number 8 is another one that has limitation of motion, but this time it's your ankles or your ankle or your ankles with limitation of motion. A lot of us as veterans suffer from ankle issues. We suffer from that. Reason
well,
being,
let's talk about that for a moment. Are you talking about... Right. Ankles? I've never heard of ankle issues. So can you tell us a little bit more about that ankle issue? Wow.
Oh,
how does that happen?
I will give you, Carrie. I'll give you a perfect example. I have bilateral ankle issues that I'm service connected for, and basically what happened when I was in the service, I twisted my ankle. I hurt my ankle.
Wow.
Normal everyday duties, and it happens to a lot of us as veterans, just doing normal things, and we don't wear sneakers or shoes like everyday people, like civilians do. We wear combat boots because that's the nature of the game. And back years and years ago, unfortunately, a lot of people don't know this, the boots weren't the greatest.
Oh, my.
They didn't have the support that a lot of the equipment has now. You know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, they would just mass-produce boots. So just because it said it was a certain size didn't necessarily mean it was really that size. So
oh,
you can imagine what havoc that does on your feet and on your ankles. And then, you know,
Dr.
you're
Raglan
jumping off
to
a vehicle.
Weigh in on this.
Right, right. And you know, Carrie, you're jumping off of vehicles. It used to be back in the 50s, 60s, and the 70s, we would actually run in our combat boots for our physical training, for our test of stamina. We would actually run in these crappy boots. So then they would wonder why people have feet issues. We would have leather boots. You know, they would be made out of certain material. They're mass-produced. And that's what would happen. And you got people that jump out of airplanes, helicopters. We rappel off of buildings. We rappel off of the mountainside. You know, we march. You know, we have forced marches sometimes. And as I said, we do the physical training. All of these factors have a lot to do with ankle injuries. And people
make a note of that. That is just interesting to me. It really is. It's something I want to think more about. What do you have at number 7 today?
Number 7 is paralysis of the sciatic nerve. And people say, well,
paralysis of the sciatic nerve. Isn't that in your back?
Yes, it is. The sciatic nerve is like the biggest nerve you have in your back. And people say, well, Mr. Hopkins, how could that happen? Military people. Well, crazy as it may seem, we carry rucksacks, we call them, or backpacks, as you civilians would call them. But ours aren't stuffed lightly. Ours are stuffed with a lot of equipment, a lot of the essential things that we need to survive on a modern battlefield. We carry a lot of stuff. We work on details. We do all kinds of things that include our back. It's physical training. We do all of these different, and you know, Carrie, unfortunately and regrettably, it takes a toll on the average military person's lower back. It takes a toll on it. So a lot
all
of
I can think is that that sounds like pain that'll never go away.
Oh, trust me, it doesn't. I have it, and trust me, it doesn't go away. It causes all kinds of stress, mental and physical stress to a person. And like I said, it happens. Years can go by and you don't feel anything, and all of a sudden it hits you. And with that sciatic nerve, just to give you a good idea what happens, your nerve is being pinched by a bone in your back, basically. And it hurts. Trust me, it hurts. I have that issue. And trust
Michael,
me.
Michael, I mean, you have, of the top, so far you have gotten down to like number six coming up next. I'm just blown away at these on the list. And you have quite a few of them. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
This is
news
to me. Wow. Well, I just have to say, and the listeners, I'm concerned about the fans out there. Must be facing this kind of thing. So I'm hoping we have enough time today to get them on as well so we can hear from some of the fans of Vet Talk Radio Show, to hear some of them and let them chime on in with any of these that they're facing in the way of the top 10 disabilities. Michael, what's next? I think we're up to number six.
Oh, yes. Yes, what's next, Carrie? Here's another one that veterans suffer from. Lumbar and cervical strains. All night.
Okay, well, we know lumbar is back.
That's that lower back.
Yeah.
And, a lot of us are just suffering from it all night and all day. And cervical with your neck. And once again, you know, the average civilian will say, well, how did that hurt their neck? Easily, all the stuff we carry. Me personally, I fell off a balance beam back in 1983 and hit my neck, and my neck has never been the same after that. Look how long that's been, and my neck developed righteous. I'm at the point now because of the arthritis, because of my cervical strain, that is starting to give me headaches. And it's also causing ringing in my ear. So one thing can lead to another thing. And it happens to us as veterans all the time. Those little slips, falls, accidents, training accidents, for real things that happen when you're out there in a combat zone. And, you know, it's the mission. And then years later, we find out we have all of these issues. Neck and back issues are just so prevalent with military people. And the thing of it is,
well, Michael, go ahead. And then I want to jump on this.
You know, the thing about neck, it doesn't matter what branch you're in. It does not matter with the branches of the military. Air Force example, you could be working on a plane and fall off a plane and have lumbar and cervical issues. Navy, you could be out on patrol in a ship and you could hit a bulkhead or one of the heavy doors. I've had guys, they've hit a heavy door doing rough seas, and now they got cervical issues. Now they got back issues. So it's not just if you're a combat vet, or you're some kind of like infantry where you're hardcore, you're out there just blowing and going. No, you could be in supply. You could be a supply person and fall off a ladder and hurt your back.
Michael, I just want to say it sounds like you are, it's like you could just be a walking, ticking time bomb to, you know, having some kind of injury. Number five. Now, this is something I was, like, surprised because a lot of us in the civilian world, we face number five. Can you tell us what number five is all about?
Right. Number five is limitation, flexion of the knee.
The knee. We all can relate to knee trouble.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. In other words, you can't bend your knee but so far back towards your thigh. You try to bend your leg and you're in excruciating pain. And once again, where does that come from? Us as military people. The training that we do, the equipment that we wear, the challenges that we face being in the military. And a lot of military veterans have knee issues. Sometimes your knee issue is caused because you have a what? An ankle issue. And that ankle issue leads to a knee issue. Or you have a
wow.
hip issue that leads to a knee issue. Or you have a back issue that what we call it in the military terms, we call it an altered gait. In civilian terms,
altered
what you would
gait.
Call it is you walk with a limp.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right.
This is
right.
true.
And a lot of us have that due to our military service, the things that we face every day. And, you know, Carrie, I didn't mention this, but there have been studies that have been done by the medical community. And basically, as military professionals, we have an accelerated pace, the things that I'm going over right now. We have an accelerated
wow.
pace with this stuff. Our civilian counterparts may not have the same issues that we have at a younger age. There are some guys,
exactly.
young guys in
exactly.
their 30s, Carrie. Can you imagine being in your 30s and you have osteoarthritis?
Right, right. I cannot. This is news to us out in the regular civilian
right.
world, what you're talking about mm-hmm. today. Michael, I want to move to number four because this is something that I think everybody can chime in on. Number four, tell us what number
right.
four is on your list today
number,
of the top
number four
10
is,
disabilities.
It's scars. Number four is scars. And once again, a lot of civilians, you know, they can relate to having a scar after some type of surgery. But for us as military people, a lot of times this is exacerbated for us because of the job that we do, the dangers that we face. We can have
wow.
we can have scars. We can have surgeries. Like we just talked about knees, issues with knees. A lot of us on active duty have surgery. A lot of us as veterans
yes.
have knee surgeries all night, all day, knee replacement. I know some guys, you know, they're not even 50 years old, and they're getting a knee replacement. I mean, really? A knee replacement?
Amazing.
You know,
amazing.
Not even 50 years old. And then those scars, what the VA does, they look at those scars, and they relate it to pain. And they relate
wow.
it it also can be a mental health. I had one of my comrades, he was in a car accident in Germany. And what happened with him, he had three distinct scars because his head hit the windshield of his automobile. He spun out on some ice,
oh.
had a really terrible accident, and he had scars on his face. And,
oh,
you know, Carrie, a lot of people don't know, a lot of our civilian counterparts don't know, that it can also be a mental health issue for us as veterans?
Well, I actually didn't want to jump ahead to the next one because I was thinking to myself, as you were just describing all of these, I said, my gosh, just, you know, that's enough to just, you know, stay in your mind. You know, when you're, you know, any kind of issue like what you are going down this list, and this is a shocking list to me. It may not be so shocking to the members of the military, but, you know, and folks out there. But I have to tell you, I'm just blown away with this morning. And I appreciate you bringing it to Vet Talk Radio Show, Michael. I'm just still, this is huge for me.
Yeah,
so
it's mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing,
really
these things. It really is.
Yes. Well, listen, I want to move ahead to your next one. Now, your next one, we kind of played a little bit of a clip about this earlier, but can you tell us what's next on the list?
The next one, number three, is PTSD.
Yes. PTSD.
Like PTSD, or better known as post-trauma stress disorder. And this is one that a lot of civilians are familiar with, especially as far as the military world is concerned. PTSD, wars that we have been in, a lot of veterans suffer from post-trauma. A lot of us suffer from it. Okay. A lot of it does not have to be wartime related. And a lot of veterans don't know that. A lot of civilians don't know that. There are actually two types of PTSD. There's a PTSD combat, that is when you are actually in a combat situation and you have what's known as a stressor. A lot of veterans know what a stressor is, but a lot of civilians don't. Basically, a stressor is an event. It's something that happened to you while you were in that combat situation. Perfect example, you're being fired upon with the insurgents. The insurgents they're lobbing grenades at you. They're throwing mortars at you. In other words, it's a whole bunch of bombs and stuff falling around you. Now,
oh, my God.
The average person starts to thinking that, you know what? I might not make it out of this because these fragmentations.
Well, it seems like if there are bombs and all these things going around and there's nowhere to really, I mean, you're just like you're thousands of miles away from home and all that stuff can play on your mind. So is that a little bit of this PTSD?
Yes,
wow.
Right. Yeah, PTSD can play up on that. You know, as while you're over there in combat, your mama dies. In the middle of a combat theater, your mama dies. That also can be PTSD related, as far as the combat aspect of it. You see one of your buddies get shot in the head and killed. One of your buddies gets kidnapped by the Taliban and is never seen again.
And folks, just a reminder, if you have small ones around, this is probably a good time to kind of send them out of the room because some of this gets a little heavy, and we want folks to know what we've got to say. So just a reminder, on some of these vet talk shows, we're going to go there. So, Tuesdays at 8:30, usher them out. Michael, I have to tell you, PTSD, and that is one of the terms that we do hear on the news quite often. I speak to my veteran family members, and I've heard about it. But the next one, number two on your list, this is something I was shocked about. But can you tell us a little bit on what number two is?
Right. Number two is bilateral hearing loss. In other words, in civilian terms, you can't hear out of your ears, both of them. You have a hearing problem. You got hearing issues. A lot of times, as veterans, it happens to us because of the nature of the duties that we do. A lot of us are around heavy equipment like tanks and APCs, heavy equipment like that, or we fire large caliber weapons like a 50 caliber machine gun or we fire artillery, or as we jokingly call it, arty. You firing these shells and when the gunpowder goes off, it's deafening. Or you fire a tank. You're
oof,
a tanker.
Oof, oof,
and oof. It's not pretty when you hear all of this stuff. And back in the day, years and years ago, hearing protection was optional. You know,
optional.
A lot of guys wanted to be, it was optional. Oh, yeah, a lot of us back in those 50s, 60s, 70s, it was optional. And,
they may not have realized how serious hearing loss could be.
No, they They didn't, Terry. We didn't back then. We didn't. And then by the time the 80s came around, they gave you these little dinky hearing protection.
The little tiny
little ear plugs
to go in your ear. Yeah.
And, and instead of, and the sad part about it, those didn't protect you either. Plus, on top of that, you kept using them and they got contaminated by that earwax and other things. So now you have an ear infection. Plus, you can't hear. And then the ringing lasts in your ears forever and ever. You're driving big trucks and the whole nine yards. Now, the sad part about it, Carrie, when it comes to hearing in the VA, and most of the guys that are on here can relate to this, the veterans, the VA has this magical thing going on. If they detect that you have some type of hearing loss, you go to the VA hospital and they say, hey, you know, Joe, you have some type of hearing loss. This is what we're going to do for you. We're going to give you some hearing aid. Pretty much state-of-the-art hearing aids, maybe worth $2,000 or $3,000 a piece, and that's going to help you out. But it, crazy as it may seem, as soon as you as a veteran go to file for hearing loss, they will deny it.
What?
And you know what they'll say, Carrie? And you know,
what?
Carrie, you know, Carrie Hines, it sounds crazy, but you know what they'll tell
it
you
does.
As a veteran? This is what they'll say, and a lot of vets can relate to this. They'll say, well, we checked our records, the military records that we have on you is health care when you were active duty, and believe it or not, you didn't complain about you couldn't hear. So, therefore, it's not
service
to them.
Oh,
wow. Isn't that
special?
And if they do connect it, Carrie, now, and this is funny, Carrie, now, if they
well,
do
what
connect
happens
it,
when they say that? Is it that you are kind of out of luck then?
Pretty much. You're pretty much out of luck when it comes to getting rated for hearing loss in the the VA. Now, believe it or not, you do get rated for hearing loss, and it is possible. If it happened in service and it's recorded in your military service treatment record, in other words, your health records, the highest you might get 10%. But we've all been to these hearing tests where the little thing whistles and, you know, it beep, beep. We've all been to that.
Right, right. Yeah, the audio
with the VA,
testing.
With the auditory with the VA, it has to be at a certain level.
Certain,
in other words, if it's not at
certain
a certain hertz level, they're not going to give it to you. Also, it's discrimination. You have to go through
all
of this.
So, hold it. I want to make sure I understand this clearly. So, you can possibly have hearing loss, but if it's not at a certain level of hearing loss, then you may not qualify for their rating, if you will, for that particular ailment. So that is, just mind-blowing all by itself. Michael Hopkins, I have to say, first, let me just remind everybody, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Michael Hopkins and his amazing information today. It's his episode number 11 of Vet Talk Radio Show, and I'm Carrie Hines. I'm here to help Michael out with pulling this together, and this is just mind-blowing today. In covering what are the 10 most common disabilities. He's counted them down from number 10 to number 2. So, Michael Hopkins, before you give away the number one most, and I know what this is. I peeked at the list. But I've got to tell you folks out there, because you've talked about this, on a couple of the episodes of Vet Talk Radio Show. So our sharp-eared listeners of Vet Talk Radio will know what this is already, and many of the others who might be dealing with this will likely know what this is as well. But Michael Hopkins, I have to say, we're not going to hold you guys up with a commercial. I'm going to ask you, Michael Hopkins, I wish I had a drum roll. To usher in
drum
what
roll,
number
please.
One, right, exactly. But go ahead, get away, Michael Hopkins. What is the number one most common disability that veterans face in terms of ratings and what their will allow. Please share that with our Vet Talk Radio Show fans.
Number one for veterans is tinnitus. And tinnitus. Is the perception of ringing in your ear as a veteran. It could be buzzing, humming, loud pitched. It's there. And
so this
and,
is, I just want to be clear, this is like a ringing in your ear that nobody else will hear. It's not really anything outside that's externally ringing, like a bell or anything. It's just in your literally in your ears and in your mind, so to speak, I guess.
Exactly, Carrie. It is literally in your ear. You hear it. But believe it or not, Carrie, there are two types of tinnitus.
Tinnitus?
And most people don't even know
they?
That. Actually, there's really a third type, but the two most prevalent ones are subjective, and only you can hear it. No one else can hear it. You can hear it. Objective tinnitus, it's very rare with objective tinnitus. That means other people can hear the actual ringing in your ear. It actually is auditory, and people can actually hear it, but it's very rare.
Wow.
Usually the ones that most of us as veterans have is the subjective one. And it just comes from head or neck injuries, the TBIs I talked about, explosions.
Right.
You can have a ear injury. There are little hairs inside your ears that can go wrong, bone issues. There's all kinds of issues that a person can have because of tinnitus, because of the nature of the beast. Most of us as military people, we work around a lot of noisy things. We just do, because that's part of the nature of the beast. As I had mentioned before, we drive all kinds of vehicles. We fire all kinds of weapon systems. We're subjected to weapons, to all kinds of offensive weapon systems. I mean, it just happens. And over the years, it gets developed. At first, you don't notice it at first. As a veteran, it may be years that goes by, and all of a sudden you notice you have this distinct ringing, humming, buzzing, et cetera, in your ear. And it's just the number one thing. It's only a 10% rating. There is no high. It doesn't matter if you have it bilaterally, both ears, one ear. It does not matter. The VA is only going to give you a 10% rating for it. Good thing is,
Michael Hopkins, yes, go right ahead. What's the good thing?
I was just going to say the good thing about tinnitus, not that it is a good thing, but tinnitus can lead to some secondary items that you can claim as a veteran. And once again, it even goes back to what we talked about before with the migraines. The migraines can be a result of tinnitus. Also, mental health issues can be a result of tinnitus. I just had one of my veteran buddies. I was helping him to understand this, and he suffers from migraine headaches constantly. He suffers from them. Been suffering from them ever since getting out of the military. He was suffering from the migraine headaches. And it was causing him to have mental health issues. So it's the number one thing.
Michael Hopkins, what can I say? You bring it every week.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast